Blog Talk Radio.
You brought too many.
number 1,178. I think so. Anyway, good evening, good afternoon, welcome, as we are still trying to fight this shit, yeah? Suffering and sniffling and all that other good stuff. We are doing what we can to fight that. So, welcome. And, as always, we are proudly sponsored by BASN Newsroom and the Assassin of the Black Athletes Sports Network. Get all the good shit. Who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now. At www.basnnewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network going online this year. Celebration of our 8th year on air. Radio Reggie in Richmond, Virginia. Ricky Hampton Sr. in Detroit. And Pat Freeman in Western New York. All doing it do like they're supposed to. And give you more insight on what they're about and how you can hook up with them. Now, we're in the pocket. My main man, G. The bad man from the East Bay, Gary Lewis Gray. What's up, G?
I know, man. I hope you feel better. I'm feeling better. I like to tell about the Cobra Cameraman and the Toba Toys. There is a spirit in this country right now that is telling people what to do, and we don't need this spirit.
True.
I know some people are not religious, some people are religious, but look, folks, this is real. This virus is real, okay? You can play if you want to, you're gonna be dead.
Right.
Now, what the governor of California and the mayor of New York City did the right thing. I'm a citizen. But having in China the last 2 months, Americans were never going for it. The China don't play. He said, we shut you down, we shut you down. As for yourself, the American people are spoiled brats.
Yeah, that's
spoiled
true. I think, Gary, is where the term ugly American comes in. Where these guys go elsewhere and do what the fuck they want to, because they're American and they think they got it like that. But we know when the scales get balanced, their shit's creep. And that's where we're headed here.
You have a president of the United States. A simple question.
Yeah.
What would you do? What do you tell people scared of this virus? How would you tell people what to do? Even off on that reporter. Like, come on, man. Are you serious?
Pick the target, that's all. He had a ripe target and he lit his own. It happens. I've seen it before. So, you know, he was showing off, and he knew he had no way of having to do anything. He didn't have to defend himself. What he had to do was put that out there like fresh meat, and that's what he did. And when, while he put that out there, why don't you let everybody know who we are?
Oh, yes. We got to do that right.
Yes, sir.
Almost 2 decades, the Black Athlete Sports Network has served as the definitive source for information about the black athlete. Whether it be historical or analytical, BASN has always celebrated the contributions of sport's most innovative and unique being, the black athlete. In 2016, as we relaunch blackathlete.com, look for more of the same from our unique set of writers and historians. We have been and always will be the soul of sports. We are BASN.
We are BASN.
You damn Skippy. So yeah, G.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm aware of the shit we're doing.
I feel we're gonna come into a big roadblock. What we want a roadblock is this. Hospitals in Redding, California, hospitals are already screaming for these masks and these gowns and these face guards.
Right.
The government of the United States did not do anything. Firstly, the government of the United States didn't do anything in the beginning. It never has. It did nothing for 2 months. Number two, you knew this was coming, so you should have geared up for it in the beginning.
Right.
They did nothing. So here we are in March. See, they were told, government was told in December and January, that this is the problem. Right? No.
That's true.
The Trump administration poo-pooed it. And they can't get here, okay?
Because they don't know either. That's just protecting this shit, that's all. Right. You got Tony McClain in the mix right now.
Here we are, Mark. We got 3 hospitals in the Bay Area that are screaming for all this equipment and they can't get it. If this thing blows up, and then he's going to blow up.
Yep.
If this thing blows up in another 2-3 weeks, how are we gonna deal with this?
Well, that's exactly what they're expecting. You're not. They'll do it any way they they'll deal with it any way they want, and that's why it is such a huge problem. Tony, I don't know how many hospitals are in your immediate area, but how many are affected by what's going on where you are?
Gary, are you speaking ill will of our government? How dare you?
Tony, the reason why I say this is because I have 2 Chinese granddaughters, and they've been telling me what's been going on in China.
Yeah, they're like, you know.
I know what's going on in China, and the media ain't telling you half the stuff.
Oh, look. You still listening to the media?
Yeah.
Look, I get more insight from Cartoon Network and the Food Channel than I do from these folks at this point in time now. Down here, Yale New Haven Hospital here in New Haven, they have a 24-hour inquiry line. My pastor at church actually works at Yale New Haven, and she's literally been on call for the last, you know, 3-4 weeks.
Yep.
She's literally had to say, stop calling me because I've got to, mobilize my family. The rumor is that, like New York, they're going to try to shut the state down for 2 weeks.
Yep.
And go from there. I understand what they want to do fundamentally, but let's put it this way: if you start closing up the grocery stores and all the other stuff, then you will be filming Purge number 3 or number 4, whichever. They're at now.
That's true shit.
They closed up. Basically, from what I can gather, from what I've been, you know, trying to focus, I know myself, I'll catch a little bit of it, but, you know, it's sort of like the day that 9/11 hit. I watch it, but I gotta push away from it after a while because it will drive you nuts if you really let it get to you. If you want to find out about certain things, you know, you definitely want to when the state does something, you know, because they closed up, like, all the restaurants have been closed, all the bars, grocery stores are still open. And actually, I went yesterday to do my semi-Armageddon shopping, and it actually wasn't bad. And I just left not too long ago. Now, today, is, you know, because it's Saturday, of course, it's a little bit more heightened. But my sister actually works at a Stop and Shop here, and the thing that, you know, they're basically open from 8 to 8, and they have to, because the faster they get the stuff on the shelves, the faster that they're being
taken. It's gone.
So they literally have to have that time to restock the shelves, and everything. And remember, they're not getting everything. My, you know, my biggest thing yesterday was I was able to get bread, and I didn't have to beat down Ned the Wino to get it. I was, you know, bread was there. They had plenty, because I was just getting this stuff for the weekend for now. I think, you know, because see, we're still, my other job, we're still working at the site as of right now. They are trying to make it so, Well, see, full disclosure, I work for a medical company that does non-emergency medical transit. So we're dealing with a lot of senior citizens, folks that are displaced and what have you. So we're under that, you know, essential work umbrella. But with that being said, they're being very vigilant in regards to this. No more than say 10 people in a room. Although, as an aside, if you watched the news conference last Friday with the orange guy and his friend, they're telling you no more than 10 folks. And just on a whim, I looked at it and I said, wow, how many people does he have behind him? And I just, you know, one, two. He was doing that shit with 16 people up there.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know. I'm surprised, and he don't count because it's Ben Carson. So, but look. This, you know, none of us has ever gone, and I know I sound like a broken record, but I just, you know, I just think it needs to be emphasized. No one's been through this before, you know, at least especially in this side. A lot of the other countries are far more equipped for this because they've been through this before. The thing that's hurting us the most right now is ignorance and arrogance, and it's hard to say which is the most, because
also the orange orangutan, the Germans have a new drug to fight this thing. Orange orangutan. Trying to buy that drug and make it American.
Yeah.
You know what
surprise there. I mean, he's not doing. Let's be 1,000% clear here. He's not doing anything that we're surprised at now. You know.
He's trying
to go all Joe Pesci at the news conferences when somebody asks him a question that he doesn't know the answer to. And look, I'll even meet him halfway, because I watched a little bit of the one yesterday. I get it where you're trying to be optimistic about it. I get that. You wanna whatever. But the guy asked a legitimate question. There are people out here who are afraid. What do you say to them? And instead of being a human being like he isn't, He went full attack mode, and
he wasn't optimistic. He was stupid.
Because see, you know, again, I'm trying to meet him halfway in that sense, because again, there are people that are genuinely afraid here, and I get that. This is just, we've never gone through anything like this or whatever, and with all the mixed messages and the out and out lies that are being told, and again, if you're sitting around the TV watching local news, national news, whatever, you are probably had to change your pants 2-3 times a day just after.
Damn right. That's right. Being ticked off.
Hearing what's going
on. That's right. Death watch.
Yeah. But
well, people with disabilities. If you read the small print, we are the last ones that we're gonna be protected. Here we go again. Right back
to
the
security
again.
Sure.
We know that, Gary. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And see, now where I'm at work, I am the only male in my department, and they're making concessions for folks that have children because all the schools are closed. But see, like a lot of these companies. Now, certain companies are automatically just okay. They just work from home, no problem. Now, what I do, I can definitely work from home. It wouldn't be a problem. I have a laptop. I've got internet. All we would need basically would be is the software. They're trying to get it so that everybody has a quote unquote landline. I think that's the only holdup at this point in time right now. But unfortunately, with a lot of these businesses, they've got these $1 million, $100,000 businesses, but they don't want to spend. Some of them don't want to really spend the money.
That's exactly right.
To help their workers, and
they don't
want to
upgrade.
Well, see, here's the thing. This is where the government comes in and say, okay, you don't want to help out your workers. Okay, we'll take away your sanctions, and you take away your whatever. And then, but see again, they won't do that because if he should bring the hammer down on that, I'm 1,000% for that, whether I like him or not.
But see,
this it's right now, it's all about education. It's all about trying to do common sense stuff. It's again. It's not hard stuff to do here. Once you get past the being scared shitless, and even with that, I don't think it's as. I think it's a big number of folks who are, but I don't think it's so many that it would stop us from, moving forward. And that's the biggest thing right now because the again, take this for what it's worth. The premise of what they're saying is to shut down for 2 weeks so that the virus will be allowed to spread and then we could slowly get back to a sense of some normalcy.
Let me tell you what the Chinese did 2 months ago. First of all, they locked down what? Nobody in, nobody out. The police went door to door, and checked on each individual. If you had the virus, they dragged your ass out of the house and took you to the hospital.
Okay.
America wouldn't allow that. They would not, because they want to make sure we have a boogeyman.
Sad thing, Gary. They'll drag somebody out quicker over having 2 or 3 extra things of toilet tissue before they do that.
Exactly.
That's why the curve went down.
Sure. You gotta be vigilant about what's going on. Now, here's the thing. because, you know, certain parts of the country are being hit harder than others. And there is no why it's hitting more. Like, you know, I know Cali has had
exactly.
a lot more.
Right.
Cali has had a
mm-hmm.
lot more cases. New York has had a lot of cases.
Right.
A lot of the, you know, some of the mm-hmm. big cities have been hit. Some have not.
Yep.
Some of the smaller states have been hit. Because I know for
mm-hmm.
our company, the Michigan office is closed. The Missouri
yeah.
office is closed. And Michigan and Missouri don't border each other. It just happens
right.
to whatever. Now,
mm-hmm.
New York, I believe New York has 6,000 folks who've been diagnosed with it. And they have, I want to say, 100 or so have died.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So they're going to what they're going to do something they're going to have to do different from what some of the other cities and states have done. And
well, it's like here in California, you have one county in Bay Area has zero, and the other county has 144.
That's as crazy as it sounds, that's been more common all over, where there are certain areas that literally don't
right.
have it. But see, the thing is, the hardest thing to try to do here is to make it so that it doesn't spread, because you can, you know, and see, this is another one of these stories that I'm still trying to get a grasp on, because in one instance, somebody said, You can test for it and be test negatively for
mm-hmm.
it one day, and they could come back and test you again in another day. And you could be
positive. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. Exactly. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. And we got we got Son Cheryl in the mix here.
So it is hard to get hardcore stuff. I've actually tried to, you know, I've been getting alerts from the CDC
mm-hmm.
itself,
yep.
and even some of the stuff that they have sent has been sort of
yep.
contradictory. That's what's been the
mm-hmm.
toughest part here, because there's so many contradictions in regards to it. And plus, it doesn't help that you got folks like that you got, you know, the village idiot and Fox calling it the China virus. And it's like, really? Really, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to
be. And you notice they stayed on that. You know they stayed on that, too. It's like they're going out of their way to give you a boogeyman. And I find it very disarming. We got Cheryl in the mix. Cheryl, can you hear me?
Hey, girl.
You sound horrible. How do you feel?
I'm hanging in there, sweetie. I'm feeling all right. I'm just kidding. Allergies kicking my ass, but I'm all right.
No time, because I called you. You
mm-hmm.
called me back. Right.
I dozed off. It was the first time I had to sleep in a while. Sorry about that. But anyway, regarding all of this, what do you think about this, Cheryl? This thing is escalating.
Well,
it doesn't sound like it's escalating positively for us.
Idiot in the White
mm-hmm.
House that has
yep.
dissolved the special CDA, CDC that Obama
mm-hmm.
and them used for the Ebola, because he didn't think
yep.
it was necessary, because let's face
mm-hmm.
this is just a flip. And the rest of his staff,
mm-hmm.
as hell. First
it
of
is.
All, what you do is you bring in the National Guard, because that's what National Guards are for, natural disasters. This is a disaster.
That's right.
If National Guard guards know how to do the statistics and everything, they set up those tents, they get the equipment, they make sure the doctors and nurses have everything they have. This man has lied about bringing in masks and everything else because he doesn't want to admit that he was fucking wrong and that they had this information 3 months ago, and he sat on his fat ass and then do anything. Now people are losing their fucking lives. So when is enough of this bastard? And then you got the senator profiting off of people dying. Your ass is going to be in jail.
Yeah, you saw that, huh?
Yeah.
These big, dastardly motherfuckers can go to any resort. And one of them, Feinstein, she's one of the worst. She's the one who tried to play liberal one minute.
No, she knows nothing about it. It's a blind trust. She's a blind trust liar.
Blind, like you can't fucking see what I'm doing. That's what they mean by blind.
So, well, that's what she thought. That's what she thought, and somebody uncovered it. And do you see how he went off on the damn guy asking the questions about the supplies and stuff and told him he was a bad reporter? No.
Yep.
Y'all are standing up there fucking lying. But the guy from the CDA had to correct that man twice for not telling the damn truth.
Yeah.
Well, what
do
you expect? This guy told 16,000 lies. So there's every reason for him to believe he could tell a couple more and get away with it.
We all remember that famous line from the Super Bowl when Jackie Smith drops the ball and says, oh, he's got to be the sickest man in America.
I tell you,
Mr. Cotto or whatever his name is, the guy with the glasses, he's got to be the sickest man in America because he's got to, he literally has to take back everything that this fool says, you know?
That's true.
And he's getting tired. Yeah. There's a meme of him where he is shaking his head and holding his head. And I'm like, he's speaking for everybody when he's doing that.
He's going to get caught. Just you wait and see.
Yeah. It's hard not to overreact or to whatever because there's just so much. Please wait. The good thing about our society is that we are an information society. The bad part about our society is that we're an information society because some of the information that we're getting is ass backwards.
I don't understand that how nobody with any money and influence is not going after Fox Channel. Why is it not possible that they get stronger and everybody else will fall by the wayside? I do not understand why they tell those white people fucking blatant lies. They lie to the people. And these white people believe it. You got these dumbass kids down in Florida on the beach and shit like it ain't happening. So here's a bunch of people walking around that's probably going to bring that shit back and affect family members because they're not listening.
Hello.
It's crazy.
It's true. Yeah.
Fox
that's
true.
There's a lot of collateral.
The ultimate white privilege.
TV needs to be taken down. It's got to be somebody that got the balls to go after them. Maybe that's what Wikileaks spent some of his billions on, taking them the fuck down.
This is an example of white privilege that is so toxic that everybody is malaffected by it. You know, just saying, we're just doing a little dirt here and whatnot, and we hope to skate on this. Now, this is doing some serious dirt, and everybody gets affected by it. That's what these motherfuckers are doing. And that's why it should be put out on Front Street and people held accountable.
Anybody
that challenges him is pulled out of the newspaper pool because y'all just disrespect. No, you're fucking ignorant. You're dumb as shit. Pence look like a bobblehead. He don't know what shit. Either. You both need to go sit your dumb asses down somewhere. The country, this should have never happened. They had 3 months to prepare for this, and they fucking did not. Now, he really thinks his ass is going to get reelected because now people ain't got no jobs. They're running out of food in the supermarket. Wonder how fucking great they think his ass is now.
You know what, Cheryl?
The sad thing is, you still got people that are just gonna hang with him till whatever.
Yeah.
Because their whole attitude is like, well, at least it ain't Obama. It's like Obama's gonna make this man.
Obama. See, this is where white America gets off track. When Ebola came out, N1, whatever thing was. Obama immediately, okay, bring everybody together, we got
Wait, Gary.
Nothing.
Gary, this is what I think happened. This is what I think happened. You know, I don't think you should get as upset.
Mm-hmm. I said 3 years ago, mm-hmm. this guy was gonna kill thousands of American lives. Here we are.
Well, I don't think you should get as upset, Guy, because it's clear. It's clear that what they've been doing thus far is not working. They have not been able to isolate or reorganize that gene so it can be deleterious to black people. So, obviously, there is something in the black folks' DNA that is countering this shit. They may not admit it, but I've studied enough genetics to know anything that the human body generates, we have a natural defense. It's just a matter of finding it. And I think now this issue of selecting from the gene pool, finding counters, all of that is very, very real. And I saw it in Canada when Dr. Horowitz was doing his lectures on vaccines and stuff when viruses were first coming out, AIDS and Ebola. You know, that was 97. So what they're doing now is they're trying to find the right key. They don't know which one to strike the match, and boom, they get exactly what they want. But they're working on it, and they thought that this H1D1 or whatever the hell it is was going to be it. And it's not. It's not, because the source is protecting us. That might sound corny, but I find it to be 100% true. You know, we are being protected, and we are being protected because we have the key. Whatever they're going to find that's going to cure this, it's going to come from us. And they don't want to admit it, but it's going to come from us. They're going to stimulate us. And they'll have to reorganize themselves and say, okay, we can't get away from this. We'll put this in the mix. If that turns out to be my spirit, culminating in the government taking a peek, that is what I fear is going to happen. But of course, I ain't going to like it. It's a good stance. And a lot of other people are not going to like it. But they have afforded to carry this through. If Carson said tomorrow that black folks had a natural cure for this shit, he'd go on in the argument, they don't want that. I don't care how you think it or whatever. They don't want that. And this is why. It's going to take a lot longer. And there'll be a lot more stuff here. And finding that cure or finding something that will unlock an aspect of it and facilitate healing. They don't care. They want folks to die. That's you, that's me, that's Cheryl, that's everybody. They want folks to die.
Yeah. Yeah, it's chemical warfare. It's genocide. In a crazy way, it's been building up. You know, from the stuff with Clint and so many of these other things that have gone on over the years.
Let's not be cute about this. The agenda to knock us off hasn't changed. I used to do volunteer work for Global Vision, a show that makes the people that do out South Africa now. And they did an episode on a place called Valindaba. And Valindaba cleaned uranium so they could use it in weapons. Now, I saw this and I was like, holy shit. Now, I don't think the show ever got off or got put on the air, but when I saw it, I was like, holy fuck. They already knew that if they had just let this piece out and showed it, people wouldn't have been smiling about South Africa getting their freedom. They'd have been scared shitless. And it's out now. I mean, you know, everything has all changed because South Africa's free, but you better believe it. They had a final solution in place for these folks.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's unfortunate. And see, we think you know, this was just a Hitler thing when he had his quote unquote final Where did he get the idea from? The United States.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, that's exactly right. You know, we haven't learned anything other than history repeats itself. And we know, especially with these folks, it repeats itself.
Yep. Mm. And we're gonna repeat history over again with
this. Mm-hmm.
This guy should be fired a year and a half ago. I can understand.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. You can always eat your MAGA hat, G.
Yeah.
Because that's all you'll have left. That's all you'll have left. And let me ask everybody this. You know, it's one thing when you can surmise certain things, but when that shit, the reality of it hits you, because it is real and people are doing things and you see people aren't doing things, does that scare you?
It. Go ahead.
Yes, Gary. It is
very scary.
The thing about it is, these Republicans, and let's call it for what it is, are killing their own people. Their own people.
Yep.
They're not killing. We ain't dropping as fast as they dropping. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. We've been through a lot. We survived slavery. They can survive one day of slavery. So he's not, it's not so much as genociding us as genociding their own people. They're killing their own fucking people. They should be a little scared. They got it in the White House. One of the aides to Pence got it. Oh, he's not in the White House. Y'all better be very careful. And That kid walk around like he's so young. That fucker's old. He old.
Yep.
Okay? And he going around shaking hands. I wouldn't be surprised if you see his ass in a mask somewhere in a fucking hospital real soon. Because he acts it's fake news. It's such a fake news.
Mm-hmm.
They're not killing us. They're killing their own people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you got more white people
critical
in the hospital than you got ours.
Yeah.
Also, folks, these people are buying guns like a new tomorrow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I went by a gun store yesterday and lied out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, but they weren't supposed to be allowed to sell guns. They're supposed to be selling them damn guns.
They're doing a good job in California with these guns.
They're not supposed to be.
Oh. Yeah.
You can buy a gun in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. That's it's you know, I to go on with what Cheryl and Gary say, I'm a little scared too, but I think I'm more upset more than anything else that you would allow yourself to be sort of manipulated. But see, you know, they showed their hand, I guess, when they were voting, in a sense. So we shouldn't be surprised to a certain extent that they can be, and in a sense want to be manipulated. But you know what? You always forget. Our melanin will take us a long way, you know.
Yeah.
I think we almost take it for granted in many instances. But our melanin will take us a long, long, long way, and we've been able to survive. Like Cheryl said, you know, we're.
Yep.
I always try to emphasize with folks. Remember, we are descendants of folks that survived the boat ride, so we're already blessed. In that instance, we're already blessed. the fact that our ancestors were able to survive coming over here, survive staying over here, and
mm-hmm.
we're all still here. I mean, we still have to be vigilant. That doesn't mean we have to take a back seat or anything like that. But we just have to
remind ourselves. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We always have to, and sadly we get. Mm-hmm. We get reminders like this, small ones and then big ones along the way. So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, remain vigilant with anything and everything. You know, call on your faith, whatever it is, you know, because I think for a lot of people, the isolation is probably hurt, will probably bother them more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's definitely
networking in California. People at Berkeley and at Berkeley, San Francisco, Oakland, they're doing networking. Individual folks that are outbound.
Yeah. I mean, at some, you know, just that interacting with folks, you want to be able to. To try and do that, and I get it. You know, they want to do this whatever they call it, the social, whatever it is. But
mm-hmm.
I would encourage folks, depending on where you're at, if you are able to get out, even if it's just for a few minutes, do it. You know, if you want to just walk around, or if you just want to just check up on somebody or whatever.
Take Roscoe for a walk.
Because that could see. What invariably winds up happening with something like this, and it doesn't take much for somebody to use it, and then we'll try to claim like coast or whatever. No. You were just an opportunist trying to take advantage of folks.
Exactly. So when you know you got the equalizer. You can then say to yourself, I wish a motherfucker would.
Really. At this point in time right now,
Yes, sir. And the gambling thing, this is so funny, I had to laugh. They are gambling on the weather.
Well, you know, it's funny because like Arnold Rothstein, the guy who was part of the 1919 World Series scandal, he basically he said, "I bet because I bet on everything but the weather because they can't control that."
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, mm-hmm. so all these folks out here trying to get the line on the barometric pressure, you're just as foolish as the guy.
Yeah, you're right about that shit. That's true.
I just assume bet on the nightly roaches races than bet on the weather.
Yeah,
all that. So, all right, so now we've got the world all jacked up, management all jacked up, and citizens all jacked up because they really don't know what's happening next. So what do you think will be the next time something drops?
I wouldn't be surprised. Sometime this week, if not sooner. If not, I mean, you know, I we're vulnerable. Mm-hmm. We're vulnerable. I mean, we were always vulnerable anyway, but even more so now, because of the certain, certain locked up places and what have you. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if at some time next week or the next time we do another show, we're talking about, you know, well, how do we get over this? And it's sad because, you know, I've been burying myself into other things, taking advantage of being able to sleep late the last few days as well. But yeah, it's You think I just like I've been just trying to take everything in small doses. I'm probably gonna like I go to one of my old jobs today, and I'm probably gonna have the news on, and that's the sad thing is that's probably gonna be the only thing because there's not a whole else to watch. So yeah. I mean it's just put it this way. It's good to watch it for a little bit so you can so just in case something does crazy happens, at least you'll be aware of it. But if there is no we're if the Bible folks will tell you that this is end of days, and the sad thing is they're not that far off.
Nope, they're not. And it's definitely something to raise concerns. But the fact that people are talking about this and trying to reach a conclusion, I think is unique. Because they still haven't told everybody the straight dope between this, the virus, what causes it, how it affects you. You know, all they tell you is that vitamin C has a direct effect on it. So, of course, have your lemons and your orange and all that stuff, but they haven't really told you what it is that you need to do. And you're just kind of sitting in a holding pattern, and it's kind of messed up because you want to know. I mean, you don't know half that story. You want to know all the story.
Well, I have to go because I got to get ready for what I was going to make sure I called in. But I just reiterate what I've basically been saying. Just, be aware. Try not to be paranoid, but just at the very least, be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of everybody else's surroundings, and just take it. Take it day by day. Hopefully, we'll be in a better situation next week from now, or in the next few days. I mean, I know it's probably tough, but just hang in. Yeah. Just hang in as best you can.
Most definitely. Thank you, brother.
All right, guys.
Have a good one, everybody. Talk to you later. Michelle, give us something to go out with. We're going to cut this off early as well.
I just hope they get this stuff together because people are dying, which is crazy. And I wish they stopped giving us damn news with these damn announcements of what the hell they're doing when they ain't doing shit. Stop lying to me.
No doubt. Oh, shameless plug, please. No, that's right. Everybody close. That's right.
Yeah, there's no fooling for fucking. I'm bored as
hell. All right. The little scholars is closed, but tell the little people to stay healthy and all that for this. So I can take care of y'all again. I hear you. Yes, indeed. Well, be careful and be safe out there.
Michelle,
thank you. Gary, what you got up at the Cove?
I wanted to talk about the football movement from all players going from A to B. NFL players.
Okay.
Also, a reality check. What it really means.
All right. Thank you, my brother. And, of course, the Music Box Sunday.
Yeah. We're going to do round three of the Big Bang Tournament.
Yes, sir.
OJ takes the stage tomorrow night.
Ooh, OJ's and Brendan Taft. That's a good one.
Yes.
All right. OJ's Brendan Tabulations. Third round tomorrow.
Full 2 hours.
7 p.m. All right. Yeah, it's going to be some begging for real. Thank you, G. Will do. And, of course, to everybody out there, we will be online tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, with the next round of the Big Bang Tournament. And for us, it will be the Shylights versus Fallen Funkadelic. You know that's going to be intriguing. So we'll throw that there at you at 9-ish. We'll see you. Please go safe, stay safe, and be safe. And no Euro trash allowed. So having said that, have a great day. Take care. We will see you tomorrow at 9. Bye-bye.